Clay Sigg is a national pastime historian, active member of SABR, and has done some excellent work. Clay, good morning. I don't know if you've heard me talk about the book, but this is one of the best I've seen all year. Congratulations.
Good morning, Marty. Thank you.
Yeah, Hometown Heroes, the single franchise baseball stars of the 20th century. First of all, the cover. Bill Purdom, right? Did the cover?
Yeah, Bill Purdom, nationally recognized sports artist. I was able to commission this cover as a original work of art. So, yeah, we're the cover features the 50 Hall of Famers that are also single franchise baseball stars. And just a little bit of a background on that. Bill said, yeah, I'd love to do that for you, Clay, but I want to include Derek Jeter and Mariano Rivera just because they're special players. And I thought for a second, yeah, that's okay with me. It would certainly appear that Derek Jeter and Mariano Rivera would be Hall of Famers, maybe even unanimous Hall of Famers when they're eligible.
Oh, it's so terrific. Look, I'd like to buy the cover. You know, if you're ever going to, you know, if Bill's ever going to put that cover on sale, it's a beautiful cover to frame and have with us. But tell us about the book, how it came about, because this is one of those you can pick up any page and not only see a great picture of the player, but you do a tremendous story about the background of the player, significant moments, where they are now. How did all this come about?
Well, growing up in Los Angeles, my father took me to games at the L.A. Coliseum as early as when I was 7 years old. And coincidentally, a lot of those Dodgers that we were watching early on were single-franchise baseball stars. They were many of the Boys of Summer, Roger Kahn's famous book. But even when I was very young, I was watching Dodger players like, you know, Don Drysdale, Sandy Koufax, Junior Gilliam, Carl Farrillo, Pee Wee Reese, those kinds of players. And then as I became a little older, Sandy Koufax probably was my favorite player, pitcher at least, and Roberto Clemente was my favorite player, I think, of all time. And I noticed there was a certain genre, a certain fraternity there of it's kind of a rare breed. And the more I looked at the single franchise players, they were pretty darn special. And they were special for not just because they were great players, but they also seemed to be great human beings, really fan favorites. If you look through it, these people are some of the most popular players in the 20th century, and for good reason. You can't stay with one team for your entire career if you don't have a lot going for yourself, not only as a great player, but also as a great teammate, as somebody that was popular with fans, good in the clubhouse. Everything about these players is Dusty Baker wrote the foreword for me, and he said it best. They every single one of these players tends to be a great ambassador for the game of baseball, and so they're elite in a number of different ways. And that became very evident as I went through my 12 years of research here on these players.
Wow, so. Clay Sigg is with us. SIGG. The book is Hometown Heroes, the single franchise baseball stars of the 20th century. Dusty did the foreword, and it is a coffee table book. Believe me, I got it. I lifted up. I'd say 10 pounds, maybe. I'm not sure what it was.
But over 7 pounds, Marty.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Believe me,
yeah.
I know it. But the cover shows the Hall of Famers who were single franchise players, and that's why Clay put Rivera and Jeter in there. So, really, it's a great cover. Giants in there. Now, of course, someone tweeted in and said about Mays. I said, well, Mays ended up with the Mets, so he wasn't a single franchise player. But you do have some Giants in there that we'd be interested in.
I do, and just as an aside, as I was growing up, my father would tell me about his favorite team. He grew up in Queens, New York, and just happened to be a New York Giants. His favorite team was the New York Giants at the time. And so I heard a lot about the New York Giants growing up. Some of his favorite players were Bill Terry, Mel Ott, Carl Hubbell, Travis Jackson, those kinds of players. Jojo Moore, Prince Hal Schumacher, Harry Danning, Harry the Horse Danning. So those were all single franchise New York Giants. And so I was steeped in that early in my life. And the San Francisco Giants, Jimmy Davenport, who recently passed away, and extremely popular Giant, and one of the original Giants from 1958. And Robbie Thompson would be another Giant who's featured in the book, as well as Scotty Geraltz, great pitcher in the late 80s for the Giants. Also, as an aside, Tim Flannery was a single-franchise San Diego Padre, although, you know, in San Francisco, he's known more for his work down the third baseline with the Giants. And Al Rosen was also, as you remember, Marty, he was a general manager for the Giants and did a terrific job as a general manager, but as a player, he was exclusive to the Cleveland Indians. So some of those Giants, Willie Mays, Willie McCovey, Orlando Cepeda, Gaylord Perry, Juan Marichal, Monty Irvin, they all played for different teams, so they didn't quite make the book.
Yeah, I love it. I tell you honestly, it's very good. And as I said to Nancy Finley yesterday, any book I could pick up and look at any page and just read it and say, wow, this is terrific. I like it. And what you've done here is give the history of the player, why he's important, played in the town, some of the great moments he had, what happened to him, and the pictures are excellent as well. So, Clay, I know it took 12 years to do it and the research, but you've got a winner here. Now, where does one get this book? Because this is a big one. Where can you get it?
You can get it just about anywhere. You can order it off Amazon or Barnes & Noble. You can order it off the book's website, which is hometownbaseballheroes.com. And I can sign it for anyone who would like to order it off my website. But essentially, you can buy it almost anywhere.
Very good. Well, you're going to be successful with it. I appreciate having you on, and I'm glad that we could talk about it. It's a wonderful book, and it's a good Sunday morning discussion. So thanks for being with us, Clay.
Thank you, Marty. Okay.
Very good. That's Clay Sigg. It was a big deal up at UC Davis as well. So Hometown Heroes, the single franchise baseball stars of the 20th century. This is a good one.